The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Mondays, we always check in with State Party Chairman Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning, sir. How about you?
I am doing well, too. It's a nice, sunny Monday morning, ready to start another week. So some great news for the GOP over the weekend, as we saw this ABC News Washington Post poll. But before we get into that, of course, a lot of the, according to the poll, this poll and other polls, a lot of the things that are driving the discontent among Americans is the inflation. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, yeah. MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle argued that you and I, Mr. Chairman, basically all Americans, that these higher prices, we shouldn't really be concerned about them because we can afford them. Here's a snapshot of what she said.
The dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend.
So, Mr. Chairman, we shouldn't be concerned and complaining about inflation according to that type of thinking.
Well, you know, these are the same people led by Joe Biden who stood up, I think, last week and said, well, you know, hey, you know, wages are up, you know, things aren't that bad. Well, yeah, wages are up, what, 4.5%, I think, annualized. But inflation is at 8.6% now, annualized. So the yes. money that you've gotten is worth less than it was at the beginning of the year. You know, they can try to camouflage this all they want, put lipstick on the pig, but it's still a pig. You know, you're looking at the worst inflation rate in over 30 years. The only Democrat in this country that's happy right now is Jimmy Carter, because he's lived long enough to see a worse Democrat president than he was.
Yep.
I mean, from top to bottom, I mean, you know, what's happening to their party politically, what's happening to the country economically, what's happened to us overseas, Afghanistan, immigration, the border, proposing to pay, you know, almost $500,000 to folks basically who broke into the country. You know, to mandates in schools, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, you name it. Every move they've made has been the wrong move. Every move they made has been basically 180 degrees from what he campaigned on. You know, hey, we're going to bring confidence back and we're going to, you know, try to work to the middle and across the aisle and blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah.
Well, how much of that is represented by anything that they've done? And now it's showing up in those polls that you referenced. That poll
yep.
is the worst poll in the ABC Washington Post survey in, well, I guess since they've been doing the survey, in the quickest amount of time that an administration has been in power for any administration in terms of how far it's gone down, to the point where Republicans have a 10-point lead on the generic ballot right now. If the election were today, would you vote for Democrats or Republicans for Congress? Republicans have a 10-point lead. The only other time they've had one bigger than that was just before the 2010 elections, but that was the week before the 2010 elections. This is a year out. I mean,
yeah.
it's like, you know, that scene in you know, Jaws where Roy Scheider is throwing the chum in the water, and all of a sudden he gets his first look at the shark, you know, and he drops a cigarette and says, we're going to need a bigger boat. You know, they're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, it is crazy. And again, I'm sorry that our country is in the shape that it's in. I hate having to pay the prices that I pay at the fuel pump, at the grocery mm-hmm. store. But it appears that we're not the only ones in that boat, and that Americans are,
right.
and especially the independents, which we know are important, mm-hmm. that independent
yeah.
swing vote. I mean, they're totally unhappy with the performance of this man.
And that's a bigger point right there, Joey, because a 10-point national lead for the GOP on generic ballot is magnified when you look at it strictly in terms of, okay, what are those numbers like in the purple districts, in the swing districts? It's even bigger than that 10-point lead. And those are the districts that are going to determine control of Congress. Those are the districts that are going to, or the states that are going to determine control of the U.S. Senate. You know, this is bigger than the order of magnitude of what Clinton was dealing with and Obama were dealing with when they lost 50 to 60 seats in the House in those respective election cycles. Yeah. They're looking at this. The only question is, how big is the red wave going to be? And in the meantime, they're disagreeing over why they have a problem. You know, there's some of them are saying, well, we just haven't spent enough money yet. If we'd have passed that $3.5 trillion bill, people wouldn't have been as upset with us as they are now.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thinking you have on that side of the aisle.
Yep. And this spending another $3 trillion or so, if in fact he's successful with the Build Back Better plan, spending another $3 trillion, that's going to take care of the inflation, I'm sure.
Well, I think we've all kind of come to terms with the fact that that's what's helped cause it at this point. And even the Clinton economic analysts now, from the old Clinton and Obama administration, are basically saying that's what's driving inflation. It's so much of the money that the government has put out there, the helicopter money, if you will.
Yep.
And that's causing the problem.
Yep. It is crazy. But, that's why it's so important that we are ready, Mr. Chairman, that we're working hard, getting
right.
prepared, getting the boots
that's
on
right,
the sir. Ground, which you guys, you started that process a couple of weekends ago at Myrtle Beach, and we got to keep doing things like that so that we're ready next year. We seize the moment and we take back control, and at least it slows Joe Biden down.
That's right. Well, if you're not involved yet, I encourage you to get involved. Go to scgop.com/volunteer, scgop.com/volunteer. Be a part of the solution. Get involved at some level. Find something you're interested in. Get involved. Bring a friend. It makes a difference.
Yep, it does. Always good to talk with you. Have a great week, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Have a great one.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.